Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Friday, October 22nd. How you doing out there? Are you riding high? The Edmonton Oilers 4-0. We'll get to all that here coming up in a few minutes. But welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1216, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. And today on the pod, we'll get hopefully some news from Vegas on lineups and who's going to start in net. Looks like it's going to be Mr. Mikko Koskinen, as the coach alluded to that last night in his postgame presser. But we'll wait and see on that. And first segment, we'll recap the game last night, 5-1 win for the Edmonton Oilers. Second segment, and into the third, we'll be joined by Ken Balke from Sin Bin Vegas, as we'll get a good understanding of the Vegas Golden Knights, who are dealing with some injuries this season. And we'll tee up the game tonight and get a good read on the Oilers' next opponent. And the Oilers will be off after that for a while, so not back till Wednesday. So enjoy the game tonight. Yeah, and you can connect with Ken at Ken Balke on Twitter. He does some great work there covering that team, and hopefully we'll get some lines and all that as well here moving forward. But let's get to the game last night, as the Edmonton Oilers with a nice 5-1 win. I was going to say impressive, but I mean, this is a game we all expected them to win. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing out there. So very, very positive for the Edmonton Oilers. It started off a little bit slow. I wouldn't say the Oilers were bad. I just think Arizona was a little bit better. They had a little bit more jump. And Mikko Koskinen made a huge save on Chychrun to keep it at zeros. And then he made one late in the first. I can't remember who the player was, but that kept the game at zeros as well. And then Warren Fogle scores his first as an Oiler, and a beauty goal as he undresses former Edmonton Oil King Dyson Mayo. We'll get to that later here as well. But and that's where the game kind of shifted, and then the Oilers took over in the second. Vegas was able to get one back in the third, but the Oilers' power play went to work. So the Oilers moved to 4-0 on the season with a 5-1 win over the Arizona Coyotes. Connor McDavid scores two, gets goal 200. He also becomes the second player in franchise history to record four multi-point games to begin a season. You know who the other one is? The great one, of course. He's got 11 points in four games. Holy smokes. Connor going to get hit 50? How many points is he going to hit? Like, this guy's just unreal right now. How about Zach Hyman, though? Scores two, one on the power play, one shorthanded, was solid throughout the game. This guy, I mean, every game I watch him, I'm just becoming more and more of a fan of his. I mentioned Warren Fogle getting his first third line. Excellent was once again. Mikko Koskinen was solid. He gave up the one goal to Dyson Mayo, former Edmonton Oil King. Good to see him get on the board there. That's always kind of cool seeing former Edmonton Oil Kings that had a lot of success here in Edmonton make it to the NHL. So good on Dyson Mayo there. But Mikko, solid. And I think we're going to see him tonight. Hopefully we get news before I wrap up this podcast on who's going to get the start and if there's any lineup changes. I highly doubt it, guys, but you never know. Evan Bouchard's really playing well right now, and I'm really liking what I'm seeing from him on the PK. He's just solid. He's such a smart player, and he's just keeps getting better and better every game. Special teams were special. 2-for-2 on the power play, 4-for-4 on the PK. The Edmonton Oilers power play right now sits at 15%. 50%. 50-0, sorry. there. So that is just unreal. How good the Oilers power play is. I mean, memo to the other teams, don't take penalties. How about that? It's as simple as that, right, guys? So the Edmonton Oilers special teams doing some good work early on here on the season. The positive for me, guys, The Edmonton Oilers didn't have to play their big guys a lot. Mikko Koskinen wasn't facing 40-plus shots. It's the first time they've kept the team under 30, and Connor McDavid only played 15. Nurse only played 24, so the guys are fresh. And what I liked about the... You always want to see the Oilers on the power play, but what I liked about the first, there was no power plays, and the Edmonton Oilers were able to roll four lines for the first time this season, like, without interruption. So you saw everyone get into the game. The fourth line was at about 10 minutes, which is probably what you want to see, and it was great. The Oilers didn't get a power play till the third, so I like it because they got everybody involved. You weren't overplaying your big guys because you have a big game tonight against a team that most think are you're going to be fighting for the top spot in the division. So I think that's a huge, huge positive here for the Edmonton Oilers heading into tonight, as once again, the Vegas Golden Knights without Pacioretty, without Alex Tuck, without Mark Stone, without Alec Martinez, and so we'll see what kind of effort we get from the Golden Knights tonight. But it should be a fun game. It's always great when you're playing there in Vegas. Or pregames are truly, truly just elite when it comes to pregame presentations compared to what we see here in Edmonton. And it's going to be a good one. It's just because those guys are out does not mean that this is going to be a walk in the park. So same thing as yesterday. Obviously, Vegas way better than the Arizona Coyotes, but I think they're there to be had. It's perfect timing for the Edmonton Oilers here going into Vegas, and they currently sit, they're last with Los Angeles in the division, but they've only played three games. They're 1-2. They've given up 12 goals. They've scored 7, so we'll see what happens tonight. Hopefully we get some line combinations. If not, this is what Daily Faceoff has. Jonathan Marchessault with William Karlsson, Riley Smith. They've been aligned for a while now. Second line, Peyton Krebs with Chandler Stephenson and Nicholas Roy. Keegan Kolesar with Nolan Patrick and Evgeny Dadonov. And your fourth line, Matthias Janmark with Brett Howden and Will Carrier. Defensively, Nick Hague with Alex Pietrangelo, Shea Theodore with Zach Whitecloud, Braden McNabb with Dylan Coughlin, and then obviously in net, you're going to go Leonard, Laurent Brossois backs up. So that's what Daily Faceoff has. I haven't seen anything on the socials yet from Vegas media or Edmonton media regarding lineups for today, but if I get those while I'm recording this, I'll definitely give that to you, give you those lines. But I just want to hear from you on Twitter at HernandoMan. Let me know what you thought of the game last night. Who stood out for you? There wasn't really any negatives. I know some people want to be harsh on Barry for that one goal. He just couldn't make that pass connect, but all in all, I mean, they're 4-0, they're rolling well. There's really nothing to complain about. Let's just continue to see what this team can do. Now, they're going to drop a game eventually. We all know that. But if they can keep it going tonight, they will match their 2019 start where they started 5-0 as well. And I think Gazzola brought it up yesterday. It's only the fifth time in history, Oilers history, that the team has started 4-0. And it's a little bizarre because you look at those 80s teams, you're like, man, maybe they're just loosey-goosey to start the season there, because only five times, that's crazy. So good for Fogel. Good for Hyman to find two. Connor McDavid keeps on rolling. Draisaitl didn't pick up a point yesterday, and they still won 5-1. That's an extreme positive. Nuge was good. He had a bounce back game. Yamamoto a little bit better, and the fourth line needed to get something going positively here, even picking up a point or changing momentum here. But I believe in them. I think it'll take them a bit. Devin Shore has just returned, so I expect the fourth line to contribute as well here going forward. All right, guys, coming up next, we'll get to Ken Bulkey from Sin Bin Vegas as we'll tee up tonight's game. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Go to Built.com and use promo code GRASSHOPPER15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code GRASSHOPPER15 for 15% off at Built.com. So now welcome into the Locked On Oilers podcast, Ken Bulkey from Sin Bin Vegas. You can find him on Twitter at Sin Bin Vegas. Ken, we got a big game here to tee up. These two teams, I think a lot of people are predicting will be 1-2 when it's all said and done in the division. But first of all, thank you for taking the time to join me. And I guess is injuries the early story here in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. It's nice to have a Canadian team actually coming to the building today. This is unbelievable. It feels like it's been a decade. It's only been a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to say like the Golden Knights and the Oilers are probably the two teams that make the most sense to finish 1-2 in the division. But this is not that Golden Knights team. Like, this team is nowhere close to the one that anyone would predict to win the division. They are super banged up. It's like over 20 million injured on the forward line.
Yeah.
And Alec Martinez is out tonight too. So it is, It is a mess for the Golden Knights at the moment.
What can you tell us about their first three games? I know I saw the opener against the Seattle Kraken. It was an entertaining game. Seattle was able to battle back, but at the end, Vegas was able to pull out the win. But what have you made of the Vegas Golden Knights in their first three games?
They've been uncharacteristically leaky defensively. The game in L.A., which was their second game, was just a disaster. They didn't show up. You know, everything that went wrong or could go wrong did. They played awful. They lost Pacioretty and Stone. It was just really bad. Then they kind of wanted to rebound in that last game against the Blues, their second home game a couple days ago. And really, it was not a typical Golden Knights performance. They were really relying on waiting for these mistakes to come. They got a couple of them from St. Louis. But when the Golden Knights are playing well, there's not a lot of chances to be had. Against St. Louis, there were tons of chances to be had. That's been a huge storyline to this point, is they're allowing massive numbers of high-danger chances, which is just very rare, especially in the DeBoer era.
With the injuries to some of the bigger names in Vegas, is the line of Marchessault, Carlson, and Smith like their go-to here? Because this line's been together for a while now. They're excellent to watch. They're fun to watch. And they do produce, but is this the go-to line right now in Vegas?
Yeah, that's basically the one where the last game, DeBoer said they need to find a way to get three goals, and they said, we know that line's going to get one. They're affectionately called the Misfit line here, going back to the original team, so that's their name. So the Misfit group, they expect them to get one goal. They also expect them to be basically the best defensive unit that they have, because they don't really have another lockdown line. So, and then without Martinez tonight, like, it's going to be very interesting to see kind of how they attack McDavid, because they need probably two goals out of that Misfit line if they're going to win this game. And they're also probably going to have to be out on the ice against McDavid. And then from what I understand, they're splitting McDavid and Dreisaitl. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be awfully challenging for the Golden Knights to hang around in this game, because they haven't been all that good defensively, and they don't have any scoring at the moment.
Yeah, they split them up for yesterday's game, and they're probably not skating today, but we're expecting the same lineup as last night. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see the matchups. One player that came over this offseason, Nolan Patrick's dealt with a lot of injuries. How's he looked so far in Vegas there?
It's been a bit of a slow start. I think the expectations are kind of that he can be a little bit more than Cody Glass, and that's not a huge bar to kind of clear here. Cody Glass really didn't work out really much at all, so kind of slotting him into that third line center at the moment. I think the hope was like he can be a bottom six player, kind of find his way, not be really relied upon to do all that much, but then they run into this injury bug, and now he's in there as kind of an important offense driving player. And to this point, it just hasn't been there. We haven't seen much on the power play. We haven't really seen much at 5-on-5. Like, I'm not in any way writing this guy off or anything of that sort. But to this point, three games in, he really hasn't shown much of the reason he would be picked second overall. So there's still time, but right now, like, he's not really been a difference maker.
Yeah, you know, from what I'm seeing line-wise on daily faceoff, the second line, Stevenson with Nicholas Roy and Peyton Krebs.
It's Roy, yeah.
Roy, okay. Nolan Patrick on the third line with Keegan Kolesar and Yevgeny Dadonov. Which of these two lines do you think needs to step up here and help that Carlson line?
I think they have to just find some collection of those six players.
Okay.
And I would throw Matthias Janmark in that group now that he's back. He's coming off the COVID injury, or whatever we're calling COVID nowadays. He was out for 10 days there. They just have to find three guys that fit together. I don't expect either of those two lines that you mentioned to last for all that long. Maybe they last throughout this game. Maybe they don't even last throughout the first period. But I think they've got to find a way to get some collection of just three of them. They don't need two fully functioning lines. It's unrealistic to expect that to happen. They need to find another group that can go out there, push the pace, create offense, and find a way to generate a little, you know, close to a goal per game. The rest of it, they're going to have to get mopped up from Petrangelo, Theodore, those types of guys. I wouldn't read too much into their lineup, though. It's such a work in progress,
yeah.
And with the injuries, they're going to have to find ways, and I have no idea what is going to be the correct group. And then the other argument is eventually, if none of them fit, they're going to have to rip the top three apart and go a different route.
We're back and better than ever, a new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Just a couple more for you here, Ken. McDavid, Draisaitl split up here. Is it as simple as Nick Hag, Alex Pietrangelo take McDavid, and then Shea Theodore, Zach Whitecloud will take Draisaitl?
I mean, I could maybe make the argument that they would want to go at it backwards.
Okay.
I think that the skating, if you look at kind of matching skating, Whitecloud and Theodore skating is far superior to Hague and Pietrangelo. But if I look at who are the better defensive pair, I'm certainly agreeing with you going that route. I'm very interested in how they go about it. I honestly, looking at this game, I don't think it's the worst idea to put McDavid and Draisaitl back together. I understand that it's not just about winning this game, but the Golden Knights will not have an answer for that. They won't have an answer for it with a forward group, and they don't have an answer for it when Martinez is out. So splitting them up, maybe it makes it a little bit easier to key in on each of them. I don't know, but it's going to be real interesting to see how these matchups go, because there's not a good answer for the Golden Knights, where usually in the past 4 years there has been.
Well, Ken, you might see that because Dave Tippett does go to them, especially after PK. So yeah. They did play a few shifts together yesterday and ended up scoring a goal with Jesse Puljujärvi on the right. So we'll wait and see on that. I know last year the big issue with the Vegas Golden Knights, especially heading into the playoffs, was their power play. I know it's only three games in, but have you seen any improvement in that aspect?
Absolutely none. It's a nightmare. Okay. Like, it is an absolute disaster. They're struggling to get into the zone. They're struggling to win faceoffs when they have the zone. The second unit is a complete mismatch of absolutely nothing, because they've lost four power play guys now to this point. So you're literally talking about power play options 13, 14, and 15 out there or so right now. It's not good, and it's not getting better. There's no creativity. There's no movement. There's really not even a good plan. And to make matters worse, this will be the first game they play without their best power play option. This sounds ridiculous, but it is true. Their best power play option has been Alec Martinez, and today is the first game they're playing without him. He has been the focal point. He's been the guy where they've, you know, looked to get him the puck and score, and he's not even playing tonight. So I don't know what to expect out of that unit.
And one last one here, looking at the goaltending, Robin Lehner, not off to a good start. 909 save percentage, 3.41 goals against average. He's played in all three games here. I know Fleury was such a big hit there, and he was moved on, traded to Chicago, and they're struggling out of the gate. They haven't won in five games, but how is that Robin Lehner as the number one there in Vegas?
I think the numbers are a little bit misleading for how he's played. I thought he was spectacular in the last game. I think they lose 5 or 6-1 if they have an average goalie in there in the last game. The game in L.A., like, that was just – I think you could have played Hasek and Wah on the still give up 5 to the Kings in that game. Yeah. That was a mess. He wasn't great in the first game. He looked a little bit shaky. It was kind of it's an opening night. It was a big game for him. He hung in there. He got the job done. They got the win. I think he's been good and getting better. I think he understands kind of his importance right now with everybody else out, and I expect him to be very good. I don't think the Golden Knights are going to lose games because of Robin Lehner. I think they're more likely to lose because I don't know where they're even going to find a second goal, let alone a third one that you probably need to win.
Ken, this has been great. And like you said in the opening when I brought you on, it's great to be talking to American media and American teams and watching games. Like yesterday in Arizona, it's been a while, and it was just great to see. And I'm pretty sure you guys feel the same way, because last year with the Canadian division, like, it almost felt like we were in a league by ourselves, right? Like, and every other division was just another league. It was weird.
I've been told this McDavid guy is good.
Yes, so is Leon Draisaitl. So watch out for those two guys. Okay, great stuff, man. Great breakdown. Enjoy the game tonight, and I look forward to having you on here in the near future. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Anytime you want to do it.
Big shout out to Ken Bulkey from Sin Bin Vegas. A great breakdown. Yeah, he's got a he's Got a good sense of humor. Yeah, the power play for the Vegas Golden Knights is not very good right now. And that's kind of it comes from last year as well, right? They were struggling mightily. And it's weird because obviously when they're healthy and they were in the playoffs, like they have some talented guys, and it's weird that they can't get it going. We'll see what Leonard's numbers are not very good, but it could be misleading as well. But yeah, some big names out for the Vegas Golden Knights. No Tuck, no Pacioretty, no Stone, no Martinez for tonight. And like you said, don't read too much into the lines, maybe outside of that top line with Carlson, Marchessault, and Smith. Yeah, it's just going to be a mashup of maybe DeBoer trying different things there. And I just realized, and I am an idiot, the Oilers probably not skating today as they played last night. So I'll say this. If you were to ask me, I think it's going to be the same lines as yesterday and Mikko Koskinen in net. And yeah, we'll go from there. But we'll find out closer to puck drop to see what happens here. But don't expect a lot. What changes are you going to make outside of maybe Chris Russell for Cuckoo? That's about it. And we'll find out I'm not sure, but Dave Tippett said he would talk to Dustin Schwartz and talk to the medical staff and see if Koskinen is the right guy to start tonight. So we'll wait on that. But again, if I'm a betting man, I'd probably say they're going to go with Mikko here. The Oilers look to go 5-0 on the season. It's their first matchup against the Vegas Golden Knights this season. So it should be a fun one down there in good old Sin City. I'll give you some news from around the NHL. Not a lot going on today. A couple of waiver news. Colton White on waivers from the New Jersey Devils. Tampa Bay gets Barry Boulay back as they lost him to the Kraken, but they pick him up once again. And that's about it. I mean, Mrazek skates with the Leafs. He will travel on the road trip. And nothing else coming from the NHL today. Four games on tap. Edmonton, Vegas won. Dallas is home to the Kings. The 3-0 Buffalo Sabres host the Boston Bruins. And the 3-0 San Jose Sharks are on the road to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Well, this has been a fun podcast, so kind of recapping last night's game and also getting a good look at the Vegas Golden Knights ahead of the game today. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Keep the downloads coming. I truly appreciate all the support. For the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Shout out to my producer Juanito. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy your weekend. We'll chat Monday.